Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Okay, now, this video is connecting the World Economic Forum and the Lucis Trust and how they are casting spells for their events, okay? And as with all of my videos, I'm merely pointing out the facts. I'm showing you what they are telling you on their websites. It's not hidden, okay? So the Lucis Trust, formerly known as Lucifer Publishing, who have consultative status within the United Nations and are the spiritual foundation of the United Nations. The Lucis Trust are Luciferians. That's their religion. It's not hidden. Freemason Alice Bailey formed at Lucifer Publishing back in 1925, and it was named after their love of Lucifer, who they see as the light bearer, the fallen angel. They see him as a solar angel and see Lucifer's fall into sin as a sacrifice, okay? That's how they see it, simply, okay? They changed their name to Lucis Trust from Lucifer Publishing because they were getting a lot of flack from people accusing them of being Satanists, okay? They make this very clear on their site. They, along with the United Nations, want a one world government, a one world religion. Remove Christianity, remove the foundations that society is built on, as the 10-point plan for a new world order, which is derived from her books, Alice Bailey's books, which I've talked about in a recent video, Aquarian and Luciferian Agenda. And in Freemasonry, at the highest ranks, they worship Lucifer too. Now, you're going to hear people say, yeah, but, you know, people got the wrong idea about Lucifer. It's the worship of enlightenment. It's about the light bearer. It's not Satan or the devil. And they will say this to make you think it's no big deal. Within these organizations, you have what they call Luciferians of the light, but you also have Luciferians of the dark, who are straight up satanic. And it's a Hegelian dialect within that system. We could attempt to go into this some more, but you know, it's complicated, and I want to keep it simple for this video. But it's witchcraft, Luciferian witchcraft. It's all the same. I mean, you have white witches who perform white witchcraft, who say, I only cast spells for good. And you have black witches who perform black witchcraft, who cast spells to harm people. But when it's all said and done, it's still witchcraft. Now, when we see these puppet tyrants and world leaders on the world stage, as they call it, going to meetings at Davos for the World Economic Forum or the G7 summit, wherever they may be having it, all of them wearing their suits and talking about economics and climate change, etc. It's all politics and business. But do you think there is any witchcraft involved with these events? Well, here we see the Lucis Trust, formerly known as Lucifer Publishing, who are part of the United Nations, who look after and control the meditation room in the UN building, the meditation room that is stated as dedicated to the God of many names, which is, is it Lucifer? Here is the Lucis Trust, okay, openly telling you they perform spells for these events, and this is sanctioned and approved by the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, okay, because these people are all one. So here we see at lucistrust.org, and this is part of their new group of world servers, which they call World Goodwill, which is a huge group of interconnected people and businesses across the world who are part of this agenda, as illustrated in my recent videos. Here they have this thing called Cycle of Conferences. And as far as I can see, they have been doing this for the past 10 years. And I'll read it out from the page, okay? But bear in mind, it says here at the bottom that they are doing this for the upcoming World Economic Forum on the 22nd and the 26th of May at Davos, followed by the G7 summit on the 26th to the 28th of June 2022 and the UN Ocean Conference the 27th of June to the 1st of July 2022. And this is what they are asking members to do for these events. It says here, the Lucis Trust's World Goodwill Cycle of Conferences project is a worldwide meditation group that joins together in a visualization to help spiritually enlighten the atmosphere on which world conferences vital to humanity's spiritual progress depend. This service initiative involves group invocation of the divine will and its direction as the will to good in the build-up to a selected conference, preparing in advance the right spiritual atmosphere in which it can take place. The group imaginatively projects a lighted seed of will energy and develops it into a pulsating heart center, radiating the light, love, and power of the great invocation throughout the event and its participants. Through visualization, this preparatory nucleus of light can frequently be brought under the gaze of the mind's eye and its inner fire fed with ideas resulting from meditation upon the topic that the conference is focusing. Okay, that's straight from the website. So what does that sound like to you? Now remember, this is the Lucis Trust. They are part of the United Nations. They are the United Nations Spiritual Foundation. A lot of people keep commenting on my videos. Oh, Hugo, you're talking nonsense about all this Lucifer, devil stuff. It's all mumbo jumbo, etc. Look, it doesn't matter what you believe. I'm just showing you the facts. This is here in black and white. This is clearly witchcraft and spells being cast for these events at the World Economic Forum and the G7 summits. Let's look at the wording they use. Here it says, this service initiative involves group invocation. So what exactly is invocation? Okay, the definition for invocation is calling upon an authority. But in the spiritual realm, which this certainly is, it means a formula for conjuring, incantation, the act of summoning a spirit or demon from another world by ritual, incantation, or magic. That's invocation, okay? Conjuring, incantation, summoning a spirit. That's what they are saying. It's all written out there for you to see. I'm not making this stuff up. You know, you can check it out for yourself. So basically, you've got Luciferians of the Lucis Trust, who are part of the United Nations, openly stating on their website they are summoning and conjuring spirits, witchcraft, invocation, to empower the World Economic Forum's Davos event coming up this month and for the United Nations G7 summit. And they say they are doing this to prepare the right spiritual atmosphere and for humanity's spiritual progress. So, yeah, there you go. This is what they are doing. And remember, this is the United Nations. I mean, they are part of the United Nations. You may not believe in all of this metaphysical stuff, but they certainly do. All of these puppet tyrants and UN leaders. Now, I'm just showing you the facts. It's up to you if you want to ignore them. The Aquarian Agenda video ruffled some feathers, but it's got a lot of positive comments as well. The majority of the people complaining about it, they never have a counter argument to the facts that I've shown. If you have a problem with the video, then address the points in the video that you have a problem with. But they can't, because effectively all I'm doing here is showing you the facts. I show you connections that happen over and over again with the same people in the same places at the same events, which basically eliminates the possibilities of coincidence once you've seen it so many times. And I also showed you a person who is connected to all of those other people, who is attached to a group, who interviews an individual whose international organization is listed on the Lucis Trust website as an Aquarian group server. I mean, it's all there. I mean, I'm just showing you the facts. And you really should question people who complain about those videos, because they don't address the facts or provide any legitimate counter argument to what I've shown them. Because they can't, basically, because everything is factual and backed up by proof. It is what it is. And here in this video, again, I'm basically showing you what they are telling you on their own websites. I'll leave a link to the page I was just showing so you can check it out for yourself. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com, and I'll see you later.